say tonight, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. But I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in
Right, dear listeners, this is our part two of our show where we give shout outs and we welcome listeners to write in with nominations for their shout outs. And we're going to read one out later from a dear listener from last week. And we're going to give some shout outs to some local people. But before I do that, I've got a very lovely shout out for Alan. It's going to take you by surprise, Alan, but your lovely nieces have just got in touch with us at the radio station, and it's Donna and Lorna, is that right?
That's right.
Have got in touch from us from Northern Ireland, and they've got a special message for you, Alan, is they miss you dearly, and they can't wait to see you again. So they're sending all their love to you, and there you are, love beaming over the airwaves from Northern Ireland to you. What a lovely surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, I miss them a lot. We haven't seen them for a long, long time now, but yeah, it'd be great.
So tell me about them. How old are they and what are they up?
Yeah, Donna and Lorna, they're sisters, and so they're my sister's daughters. Donna's just 1 year younger than me, really. So I've been her uncle since I was a toddler.
Oh, how nice! Oh, lovely.
Yeah, they work for the family firm in near Machara in Northern Ireland, selling tractors, and wonderful families. And in fact, Lorna has in the last year become a grandmum herself. So, little boy called Dahi. So, welcome to Dahi.
Oh, that's lovely. I'll tell you a little story. You know, I deliver parcels, and I was in a lovely little street in Hartford, and somebody answered the door, and I loved the person's accent straight away. And I said, oh, where are you from? And it was... the person had exactly the same accent as you, Alan.
Really?
It was somebody from Northern Ireland, and it was so nice. I think we've got another new listener. And that person will know who they are. But that's lovely, isn't it? Okay. Right. So, we've got a nice list of shout-outs. Who's our first shout-out to, Alan?
Well, this is to Cruise in Hertfordshire. They're that wonderful voluntary organisation that help to support people in bereavement. Yeah. We have some folk at our own church who are involved. Every year, we have a sort of bereavement service where people come to the church, they light candles, they hear the names of loved ones read out. And at the end, we We do a sort of sponsor a rose thing where people can take a rose away in memory of somebody, but all the money is given to Cruise, because they're a wonderful organization. I understand that every month they have sort of between 100 and 150 calls on the helpline, and that currently I think they're looking after about 163 clients over telephone and Zoom at the moment. So
That's
huge shout
amazing.
out to that wonderful kind of group of volunteers that
Oh
do
my,
so
that's.
much, not least in these times when I think bereavement is complicated by all sorts of facts. So very grateful to them all.
Absolutely. I mean, what a difficult times, because so difficult. I almost one of my dear friends in the very early days of the. This time last year, really, when the rules weren't particularly clear about what we should and what we shouldn't do. But I remember the funeral, and I think some people assembled on the street discreetly. It's their way of giving remembrance and participating without being able to take part in the funeral. It's so tough, isn't it? Let's give a shout out to the lovely gentleman that contacted me.
Yeah, to Andrew Case. I
Andrew
remember that
Case, thank
by congregation. Yeah.
you. Thank you, Andrew Case. Sorry, I mislaid my piece of paper with your name on it. But that's beautiful. I Cruise, so that's the number of cases in Hertfordshire that they have at
Yeah, I
the
think
moment.
that's right. Yeah.
That's a lot, isn't it?
There's a lot.
They're really professional. I we were discussing this earlier, and I'll put my perspective is that having been a public servant and a probation officer, I remember, I'm sure social services and all different professions really suffer really with too much to do, and increasingly what's happening is that we're signposting to organizations like Cruise, and so you get a bereavement issues and the service users are signposted to Cruise. And of course they're a wonderful organization that depend on volunteers, and they're so well trained and so professional at what they do. And we forget that they're volunteers because they're so professional and they're very, very highly regarded. And thank goodness for them and for the lovely support they give. It's just wonderful. And I can't praise them enough. I know they've really helped with some of my cases over the years, and they've been around for a long time. They're absolutely wonderful and deserve a huge thank you from all of us, particularly during these difficult times, you know. That's. And so I know, Alan, that you normally have that wonderful piece of music, Fields of Gold, at your annual remembrance service, bereavement service. And so we're going to play that now, but we're going to have a tw local twist to it, because we've got a lovely version sung by Cara Bow, who's a local girl, and she's such a wonderful singer. She really should be on the West End, on the stage at the West End. But here it is, her lovely, beautiful version of Fields of Gold.
Tell the sun in his jealous sky when he walks.
Oh, that was lovely and beautiful. So that was Fields of Gold by sung by local girl Cara Bow. So, Alan, who's your next nomination to?
I had my first vaccination last Sunday, over
Okay.
at Welwyn, actually, but I know that there's been wonderful centres here in Hertford and in Ware and elsewhere. Just so impressed, really, because so much of that's voluntary. Volunteers were just so positive, so friendly, so helpful, brilliantly organised, and just what a blessing this vaccination is, really. It's brought so much positivity and hopefulness back with it. So shout out to all those volunteering and working in our vaccination centres locally.
I would join with you with that. I listeners will know I'm a bit older than Alan. I went last week, but I was so impressed. It was wonderful. I live in Ware, and I went and parked in Tesco car park and walked down. I went early. It was at the Ware Drill Hall. And I was ushered in immediately, and I was in and out within minutes. And it was so well organized and so friendly and wonderful. What they do in that short space of time is amazing. And the other funny thing was I had a little bit of banter, and there's a male, I think he's known as a technician, but I don't like that word, but a male nurse, if you like. He's a career change person who's a computer boffin, I think, and he's decided to do something helping people, which is admirable. And there he is in our surgery. He's a junior person, but I love him so much. His name's Chris, and he looks out for me because my doctors are so busy and don't have time. But what they do at my surgery is Chris is my pointed person, and he pulls me in and he checks me. Checks my blood pressure, and we have a little laugh and joke, and he's terrific. And if I have little issues, we kind of work on them together. So it's so lovely. I haven't seen him. They've been saying, can you send your blood pressures in by hand on a bit of paper or whatever, or email them in. And it's so nice to see him and have our usual bit of banter, and to see him giving the vaccine. And I was so impressed, and I went round to the people that ushered me in at the beginning just to praise them up and say thank you so much for that. And as I was walking away, there were lots of my generation was so thrilled, and we were all talking to each other in a social distance manner, saying, wasn't that terrific, this vaccination? And some of us kind of felt, why couldn't we dealt with other bits like that instead of privatizing everything? And I know my own brother, I'll give a little shout out to him. I know he's been volunteering at his local vaccination center, which I think he's furloughed part of the week, and he's been helping out. And I know, but for me, the friendliness and the brilliant way it was so well organized. I arrived early, and I think I had my vaccination before the due time, my appointment time, which was absolutely, it worked like clockwork. It was so good. And the other funny little story was I delivered to the person that gave me the injection, who's a GP at another surgery. But and it's a little joke, and their son loves this, is that I know that they're GPs, but I pretend that I don't know. But their son knows that I know that they're GPs, and he thinks it's hilarious. And I was telling the doctor about this, that how discreet I am, because of course you don't have this thing, but doctors are allowed to have private lives and are allowed to be off duty and need space. But I wonder how you vicars cope, because we all know where you live, and we must contact you 24 hours a day. Anyway, that's another talk. But
For another time.
I'm kind of saying to listeners, yes, your congregation do give Alan a bit of space now and again, because I'm
They
sure
do.
he needs
Yeah,
it, you
no, they definitely
know.
do.
They do.
They
Oh,
do.
good.
No,
Oh,
they're
good.
very,
I'm
yeah,
pleased
they're
to
very
hear
supportive.
it. I'm pleased to hear it. Right, so that's a lovely shout out to all our people that do vaccinations.
And so our dedication for all the vaccination workers is a track called Save the Day, and it's by a local band of two guys who've been meeting since they were about 12 years old, and they're in their 50s now. But they're a great band called Metronaut, and this is Metronaut's tribute to the NHS, and it's called Save the Day. Saying thank you.
Before you go,
well, we're now going to give a very special shout out to
Debs Bonfield, who she owns Manic Ceramics in Hartford, but during the last year been doing an extraordinary job across the town and neighborhood, delivering and organizing food for those most in need. So huge thank you to you, Deb.
That's wonderful. And we're going to have All You Need Is Love for Debs and her team, because there's a wonderful team around her, isn't there? But yeah. Lovely. What a lovely thing to do, you know, during these difficult times, is to look out for people in need. I think that's wonderful.
Well, sadly, we come to the end of our show. It's gone quick, hasn't it? So, dear listeners, do send in your shout-out, your nominations for shout-outs next week. And we look forward to you joining us on our lovely radio show. And a big thank you to Mickey Gokult for letting us loose on his radio station. Take care, look after yourselves, and hopefully see you this time next week.